Jesus' name we have prayed. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, worship team. Amen. Let's give God a resounding hand of praise as we take our seat. Amen. Greetings in the name of Jesus. I greet everyone in the auditorium in the name of Jesus. I greet our borderless church, those who are joining us online, you are welcome. I greet the Peli FM listeners in the name of Jesus. We are excited this morning. I'm sending you greetings from the UK. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I am sending you greetings from the UK. Hallelujah. I don't think you've heard me. I'm sending you greetings from the UK. Hallelujah. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Progress said we are international. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We give thanks to the Lord. We are excited this morning, amen.
Amen.
And I send you greetings from God's servant, our Father, Apostle Vincent. And our mother, Reverend Kay.
Reverend Kay.
I see Naked is not there. I'm not sure if we are ready, Lizzie, with a picture. Amen. Don't worry if you are not ready. It's fine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It's just a picture of Apostle and Pastor Kay. Amen. Just to welcome all our visitors so that our visitors can see them. Hallelujah. So we say welcome to all of our visitors. We are delighted to have you here today. We believe that you've been blessed thus far.
And it is a prayer
of God's servant, our Father,
Apostle,
that God meets you at the point of your need today.
Amen.
We believe that God has sent you here for a purpose. We are grateful this morning. Let's give God a resounding hand of praise. So we are continuing the teaching of Apostolos. Hallelujah. The sent forth one. The past 2 weeks we have been preaching on the same message of the Apostolos. That we should know that we have been sent. Hallelujah. And today the subtopic is the Spirit of the Lord made me. Can you look at your neighbor and say, the Spirit of the Lord has made me. Therefore, I am also a sent forth one.
Amen.
So when we talk about Apostolos and the Holy Spirit, is that the Holy Spirit is a sent out one. And also as we are sent out, why? Because the Spirit of the Lord has made us. So because the Holy Spirit dwells in us, we have become the ones who are sent forth. Hallelujah. Can we give God a resounding hand of praise?
Amen.
Let's go to our theme scriptures, the book of Hebrews 3, verse 1 to 3.
Hebrews 3, 1 to 3.
And we'll go to the book of John 17, verse 3. It says, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. Can somebody say, I am a partaker of the heavenly calling? So the reason why we say you are a sent forth one is because you are a partaker of the heavenly calling. Amen.
Amen.
Consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him who appointed him. Amen.
Amen.
So as Jesus was faithful to him, the Holy Spirit is also faithful to him, because as he was sent to come and indwell us, he came and he is in us. Amen.
Amen.
And it says that as Moses also was faithful in all his house, may you receive the grace of faithfulness this morning in the name of Jesus. Verse 3, it says, for this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who builds the house has more honor than the house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
kabaka leo bana be sepagala lelamba nan le kabelo pitsong ye le godimo le ke le lemoge Jesu Kriste moapostola le moporista e mogolo wa tumelo eo re leng go yona ya bileng gabane go ya mmeileng jalo ka ga moshe le ena o bile gabane ka tlong ya gae yotlhe gobane Kriste o lekantswe goba o tshwanelwa ke tlotlhetso e fetisang ya moshe ka moo ya agileng ntlo a felang a na le tlhompho e fetisang ya ntlo.
Amen.
Amen.
So it is apostles' desire that we may know that because the Spirit of the Lord has made us, we have become the partakers of the heavenly calling. So we have the stake in the inheritance of heaven.
Amen.
We have been made righteous with God to partake in the heavenly calling. So we have to understand that we are not just mere human beings. We have come to earth with a great mandate. And that great mandate is to fulfill the Great Commission. And that's why we need to understand that the Holy Spirit has made us. Because without the Holy Spirit, we cannot fulfill the Great Commission. The book of Job 33, verse 4.
Job 33, 4.
The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life.
Amen. So
it was the blast of God's nostrils that he divided the Red Sea. It was his spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So here the word of God says that the Spirit of God has made me. The breath of the Almighty gives me life.
An
apostle wants us to understand that this is the same spirit that divided the Red Sea.
Amen.
I don't know if you understand the magnitude of the power that is resting upon you. Because this is the same power that divided the Red Sea. Moses didn't have to do much. It was the Spirit that was at work. Jesus didn't have to do much. It was the Spirit that was upon him. Because the word of God says in the book of Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went on doing good and healing all those who were sick. It doesn't say how Jesus, who was mighty and powerful, did awesome things. It says how God anointed
Jesus
with the Holy Spirit and with power. Maybe you are sitting here today, you are asking yourself, why have I not demonstrated this power? Why have I not been faithful as Jesus? It's because you are not conscious of who is inside of you. You are not conscious of the power that is inside of you. Now here the word of God says that the Spirit of God has made me. Look at your neighbor and say, don't undermine me. Don't look down on me. Don't make that mistake. I am about to be revealed.
Amen.
Because I know who has made me. So you need to be conscious of who has made you. Your ability to be conscious of the one who has made you will make you to do even greater works that Jesus has done. It's about your consciousness of the one who has made you. I don't know about you, I could even close the service now. Hallelujah.
May the grace.
I could even close the service now. Amen. Because that's what we need. Hallelujah. That's what we need to understand. That the Spirit of the Lord has made us. The breath of the Almighty has given us life. And it's the same Spirit that has opened the Red Sea. I don't know about you, but this is awesome. Hallelujah. Amen. And may the Lord help us to be conscious. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Apostle wants us to understand that. And point number one, Apostolos means the Holy Spirit is the sent out one. He is the missionary sent from the Father to help us.
Apostolos, moyo halalelang, ki ena ya isitweng pele, miki missionary ya nsitweng otwa ho modimo ntate hore thusa.
Let me repeat this line. He is the missionary sent from the Father to help us. You are sent since he dwells in you. So he is a missionary who has been sent to be our helper. And most of the time, the one who helps you, it means they have got great capacity than you have. That's why they have been sent to help you. So the Holy Spirit has been sent to help us to do the work of the ministry, to excel and to flourish in life.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit has come to help us, to empower us to excel in every area of our lives.
Amen.
The book of John 14, verse
26.
It says, but the helper, in brackets, I'm reading from the Amplified. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are able to get the Amplified for us, if not, it's fine. The book of John 14, verse 26. It says, but the helper, yes, there it is. But the helper, the comforter, can you say I have a comforter? The advocate, can you say I have the advocate? The intercessor, the counselor, the strengthener, the standby, you have no reason to fail.
Amen.
You have no reason to fail. Because you have the one who comforts you. You have the one who advocates for you. You have the one who intercedes for you. You have the one who brings counsel for you. So you cannot make bad decisions because you have a counselor. You are the one who is a strengthener. Those times when you are weak and you feel you can't do it. As a shepherd, as an MM, when you feel like the work is too much, you have the strengthener. In your workplace where you feel like attacks are too much, you can't do much, you have a strengthener. When your business things seems like they are not working well, you have the strengthener and you have the standby.
Amen.
What more can you look for? Because you have a standby.
Amen.
A standby means it's always there. And he's always ready for action. It says the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place. This is Jesus.
My God.
In my place. He says he will come in my place.
Come on.
He did not just come, he has come in the place of Jesus. So he has come upon your life in the place of Jesus. So you have to understand that you have Jesus himself dwelling and residing in you. That's why Jesus in the same book of John 14 says that I and my Father will come and dwell with you. It says that in my place to represent me, oh my God, and act on my behalf.
Amen.
He will teach you all things. He will help you remember everything that I have told you.
Amen.
We have a superpower that is residing inside of us. You have to understand that God trusts that you can do great and mighty things in your life.
That
you can excel and flourish far beyond your imagination. Because he has empowered you with the greatest help. Who has come to represent the Father in your life. So the Holy Spirit has come on behalf of Jesus. He will teach you all things. And you will remind you all things. I don't know what it is that you think is difficult to learn. I can assure you that the Holy Spirit knows it. If you don't know who can teach you, the Holy Spirit will teach you. I always give this testimony that when I was doing my degree in
UNISA.
I did not have the background of accounting. From high school. But I was doing BCom. Because at that time, as long as you had exemption, you could do anything. So I went for the BCom. I said, let's do this, Holy Spirit. Yan dribula accounting. Hallelujah.
The flames.
I said, this thing is something else. But I remembered that I have a teacher. Can somebody say, I remembered I have a teacher? I said, Holy Spirit, there's no way this thing can beat me. Because I have you as my teacher. Let's sit down and teach me this thing. I tell you, in that semester, I did both 101 and 102.
My God.
And I passed both of them. Hallelujah. I didn't go and ask for a lecturer's help. I don't say don't go and ask for a lecturer's help. Don't get me wrong. I did not go and ask for a friend's help. I did not go and ask for somebody I thought was intelligent to help me. Because I understood I have a standby. That every time I request this teaching, he will come and teach me. May you receive the Holy Spirit to teach you today. May the Holy Spirit teach you great and awesome things. I don't know what is it that you struggle with as a shepherd. The Holy Spirit can teach you those things. In your studies and in your workplace as well. I tell you, there is nothing. He's the creative power of God.
Amen.
Therefore, there is nothing that he won't be able to teach you. You don't have to go around struggling with your business or in the workplace. Because the Holy Spirit is the creative power of God. Or your cell does not have to struggle to grow. Because you have the Holy Spirit to help you as a shepherd. As a branch minister, you have the Holy Spirit to help you. As I said earlier, your consciousness of the presence of the Holy Spirit will make a great difference in your life. Because we know these things, but we are not conscious of them. We know that the Holy Spirit is there to help me, but we are not conscious of the Holy Spirit. I was giving the a simple example the other time. We could not find the green keys. I said, Holy Spirit, you know where these keys are.
Here in church.
And I said, Holy Spirit, this is your job to show us where the keys are. And the Holy Spirit, you won't believe, reminded me of the status that I saw on WhatsApp on Saturday.
That
this person was in church. He put the keys in the media room.
Wow.
Go to the media room and check the drawers. And I went to the media room at the last drawer. There the key was just sitting there. So you have to understand that you have a great power inside of you. The problem is we are not conscious of his presence. We are not conscious of his presence. And I pray that from today we'll be conscious of his presence. Number two, Jesus is the apostle, the sent forth one from God.
Amen. Jesu ke mo apostola ya rometseng ho tswa ho Modimo.
As he was sent,
jolo ka ha rongwe,
so are you.
Le wena o rongwe.
Let me repeat it. As he was sent,
jolo ka ha rongwe,
so are you.
Le wena o rongwe.
Remember the scriptures in John 14 says that he has come in our lives to represent
Jesus.
So as Jesus was sent, we have also been sent by the Father. So we have to understand that when God says, whom will I send? We should be the first ones to jump up.
My God.
And say, send me, Lord. For as you have sent Jesus, I believe that I'm also sent. The book of Hebrews 3 verse
1.
It says, therefore, holy brothers and sisters, who share in the heavenly calling, thoughtfully and attentively, hallelujah, it says thoughtfully and attentively consider the apostle and high priest whom we confess as ours when we accepted him as savior, hallelujah, namely Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen. Ha ho le jalo bana beso ba halalelang ba hore nang le kabelo mmoho le lona pitsong ya lehodimo tadimang morumo wa le mo priest e moholo Jesu eo re mmolelang tumelong ya rona.
We have the model in Jesus to follow.
Amen.
So Jesus is the model that we must follow.
Jesu ke ene se tsontsa re se re tlameng ho se.
I don't know if you understand why, especially in the Amplified, it says consider this thoughtfully and attentively.
Amplified ere o ina hane ntwena ka hloko le ka
hlokomelo. That as Jesus was sent,
gore jolo ka Jesu ane a rometse,
we are also sent.
Le rona re rometse.
The reason why he gave us the Holy Spirit was to enable us to do the same works that he did. So he realized that if he is to send us into this world, we need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. So that's why the word of God says that be thoughtful, pay careful attention, be conscious about it, that as Jesus was sent, he has sent you because he has empowered you.
Amen.
He did not just send you, he has sent you because he has empowered you. So he has become a model for us.
Amen.
Why? Because the things that he has done, he's simply saying that you can do the same things. Because I have the same Holy Spirit that I have given to you. I have given you somebody who is supposed to take my place in your life. Therefore, as the Father has sent me, let's go there. I'm going ahead of myself, but let's go there. The book of John 20. As the Father has sent me, so send I thee.
Amen.
So we have the model in Jesus. You have somebody that you can follow and say that because Jesus has done this, there is no way I can fail because we have the model in Jesus. The book of John 20, let's take it from verse 19 until verse 22. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to understand that we need to be conscious of who we are in Christ. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, peace be with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As a topic for another day, verse 19, he just came. He just appeared and he said, peace be with you. Verse 20, when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also sent you.
My God.
Have peace. As the Father has sent me, so I sent you. And listen to what he did. Verse 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit.
My God.
The Spirit of God gives me life. The breath of the Almighty gives me life. Jesus understood that without me breathing on these ones, I cannot send them out. But if I breathe on them, then as the Father has sent me, therefore I can send them out. So you have the model in Jesus.
Amen.
You have to ask yourself, how much have you done? How much have you represented the Father? Let me not go ahead and allow Mrs. Doctor to read the
Amen.
Scripture for us.
Johanne 20:19-22. Mantsebueng a letsatsi leo a qalang beke ha menyako ya mo barutwa baneng ba le teng inotletswe ka baka la ho tshaba ba Juda. Jesu atla a ema hara bona are khotso e be le lona ho ba arialo aba bontsha matsoho a haile le hlakore barutwa ba thaba ha ba bona morena. Jesu are ho bona khotso e be le lona jolo ka hantate anthumile le nna ke a le Roma ho ba arialo a bodulela moya o halalelang ho bona are amohelang moya o halalelang.
Amohelang moya o halalelang.
Receive the Holy Spirit.
The question is, have you received the Holy Spirit?
Potsa ke hore o amohetse moya o halalelang.
If you have received the Holy Spirit, you must be conscious.
Haiba o amohetse moya o halalelang, o tlameha o be le kelello.
About his presence in your life. Pay careful attention to his presence. Pay careful attention to his ability to help you. Number three, Jesus was sent and comes from the Father as the Savior and the Redeemer. May you receive the grace to be a Savior of men.
Amen.
May you receive the grace to be a kinsman redeemer.
Amen.
Because that's what he says. When he says, as the Father has sent me, so sent I thee. He's sending us to become saviors of men. The question is, how many people have you saved? How many people are in church today because of you? How many people have been redeemed because of you? Can you look back and count the number of people you have brought salvation to? This morning I came and then I had to fetch my sisters. And when I arrived there, they were not ready. I was looking at the time. I said, I'm late. But I will not deny them the opportunity to
Amen.
Be in the service. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The question is, how much have you done to become the Savior of men? And let me tell you, you don't have to do much. Because the breath of the Almighty gives you life. You just have to be available. You just have to be available. The question is, are you available to be a redeemer? Are you ready to become a redeemer?
Amen.
The book of John 10 verse 10.
Johanne 10:10.
He has called us to be savior. What a great privilege.
Amen.
To be called someone who is a savior. Apostle was giving the example of Nagedi last week. He was saying that when he went to the branch, all the people who were giving testimonies, they were saying, we thank you, Apostle, because you sent us a shepherd. I pray that that will be your testimony. That many people will come and declare that I thank you because you sent Pastor Bongs to Nel Mafias.
Amen.
May you become a savior of men. May you become a kinsman redeemer.
Amen.
Become a testimony to somebody else. Because that's what Jesus has come to do in our lives. The book of John 10 verse
10.
It says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. But listen to what Jesus has come to do. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Amen.
Le shodu le tla fela ho utswa le ho bolaya le ho timetsa. Na ke tle hore le be le bophelo me le be le bophelo bo sa feleng.
May people experience abundant life because of you.
Batho ba bone bophelo bo sa feleng ka
lebaka la. May people experience the light because of you.
Batho ba bone le sedi ka lebaka la ha.
Jesus Christ says that I am the door of the sheep.
Jesu ore ke nna leng monyako
wa. Those who come through me,
ba tlang ho nna.
They enter,
ba kena,
and they go out,
ebe ba tswa,
and they find pasture,
ebe ba fumana
tsela. I think it's verse 7, Elizabeth, the same book. Hallelujah. So here he is saying that I have come to give you abundant life.
Ke tlile ho lefa bophelo bo sa feleng.
Those who come through me,
ba tlang ho nna,
they go out,
ba kena,
and they find pasture,
me ba fumana.
May you be the reason somebody gives that testimony.
Amen. O be le bakala hore motho.
May you be the reason that somebody has find great pasture.
Amen. O be le bakala hore
motho. May you be the reason that somebody has found an answer and a solution.
O be le bakala hore motho o fumana.
May you be the reason that somebody who has been discouraged for years is able to come and give a testimony.
Motho ya neng anya hamile atla atloetsa bopaki ka.
May you be the reason that somebody who has lost hope for years,
o be le bakala hore motho ya lahletseng ke
tshepo, is able to rejoice again.
Athabe hape.
May you be the one who brings joy.
Amen.
O tlise le. The word of God says that we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
Amen.
That the excellency is not of us but of God.
We are
these treasures in earthen vessels.
Amen.
And the excellency that we give, it's not of us.
It's
of God. What you simply do is to go out there and give others abundant life. What you simply do is to go out there and I have come to bring redemption. I have come into this house that there may be light in this house. I have come in this house that there may be salvation in this house. Because he has come to give us abundant life. I don't know if you understand abundant life. He has come to give us abundant life. And that's the privilege that he has given you as a shepherd. Don't undermine yourself. Don't undermine yourself. You are an earthen vessel that is being used by the excellency of God. As a branch leader, as a pastor, don't undermine the position God has given you. He is depending on you to bring salvation. He is depending on you to redeem others.
Amen.
When he looks at you, he sees a treasured earthen vessel.
Amen.
That can be used through his excellency.
Amen.
To demonstrate his power. I pray that from today you will be conscious of who you are. You will be conscious of the grace of God upon your life.
Amen.
Number 4, the apostles of the Lamb to bear testimony to the resurrection of Christ.
Apostola ba Jesu ba ne ine ile dipaki tse ine ile dipaki tsa tso ho ya Kriste.
These are the 12 Jesus appointed.
Amen. Ke ba apostola ba 12 ba beilweng ke Jesu,
including Matthias.
Hare ha bona ho na le Matthias.
The book of Acts 1 verse 21 to 22.
Dikets 1:21-22.
Therefore of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out amongst us, beginning from the baptism of John to that day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection.
Ka baka lena e ka gona hore hara bana ba nileng ba tsamaya le rona kana go yohle e mo rena Jesu aneng antse a ina le rona ka yona go tloha ha Johane a kolobetsa ho fihlella ka letsatsi leo Jesu aneng a tlose ho rona anyolelwa le hotimong ka lona e mongwa bona e ba paki ya tsoho ya hae mo ho le rona.
So as Jesus has called the 12 apostles, we are also called to call others and to establish others to serve the Lord. We are called to call others. Look at your neighbor. We are called to call others. You are not called to be alone.
How I be told over more.
You are called to call others. Now here, it says that those who have accompanied us from the beginning, let them, one of them, come and be a witness of the things that we have heard, the things that we have seen. So we are called to call others to become witnesses. The book of Esther.
Esther.
Now I'm talking about Haman. The book of Esther 3 verse 8.
Esther 3 8.
We want you to understand, Apostle wants you to understand that in the call that God has put upon your life, there's going to be adversaries.
Amen.
There's going to be a challenges. You will be challenged. You will be asked if the Holy Spirit that is in you is real. The book of Esther 3 verse 8. So that's why you need to be conscious about the Holy Spirit. Because if you are not conscious of the power that is in you, you will be easily discouraged as a shepherd. You will be easily discouraged as a branch minister. Listen to the book of Esther 3 verse 8. It says, then Haman said to King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of your kingdom. Their laws are different from all other people. Their laws are different from all other peoples. And they do not keep the king's law. Therefore, it is not fitting for the king to let them remain.
Amen. Yabahamani urhokosi ahasuarese. Dina hentsohle tsa mmuso wa hao hona le sechaba seitse se hasahasaneng hara di chaba tsohle tse mmusong wa hao melao ya sechaba seo e fapane le ya di chaba tsohle tse ding mme sechaba seo ha se boloke melao ya khosi ka baka lena khosi ikeke ya fumana molemo wa letho ka ho tlohela sechaba seo.
You have to understand that Haman, the enemy of God, will like to discourage you from serving. You have to understand that as you are special and distinguished and set apart.
Amen.
Because here it says that these people are different. These people are not like us. There is an enemy who is jealous of the Holy Spirit that is in you. There is an enemy who will fight to discourage you in every way. So you have to understand that in the midst of opposition, you are still a shepherd. In the midst of difficulties, you are still a pastor. In the midst of lack, you are still a servant of God. The fact that there are adversaries in the cell, the fact that there are difficulties in the branch, it does not change the fact that you are special to God. It does not change that you are a royal priesthood. It has not changed the fact that God has called you. So don't allow Haman to discourage you. Haman can come in different forms. You can be discouraged by lack. You can be discouraged by family. You can be discouraged by the work that is not growing. You can be discouraged by members who are not following. People, when you say, let's go to the north, they turn to the south.
Hey, my God.
People, when you say, we are going for outreach, they say, no.
How are you outreach?
We are not coming for outreach. So Haman can come in different forms. What is the intention of Haman in your life?
As for you to doubt the Holy Spirit that is in you, as for you to doubt the call of God that is in your life, I pray that you will flourish in the midst of Haman.
Amen.
I pray that you will excel in the midst of difficulty, because you have the helper and the advocate. The book of John 14:26. You have the helper and the advocate. It says, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. Can somebody say, I have a teacher? He will bring to your remembrance all things. Can somebody say, I have a reminder? Amen.
Impa mothusi moya o halalalang o ntate a tla o romela lebitsong laka yena o tla o ruta tsohle a le hopotsa tsohle tseo ke le boleletseng tsona.
Amen. So you have to understand that you have the helper, who is the Holy Spirit, who has come to teach you, who has come to remind you, and who has come to reveal the truth to you.
O na le mothusi moya o halalalang o tlileng o ruta.
Anything that is hidden, the Holy Spirit can reveal to you. Now the question is, how much time have you spent in the presence of the Holy Spirit? Pastor K always says that we pray in the morning because we must appear before God before we appear before people.
My God. Pastor K ore rapela ho seng.
So my question for you as a shepherd, is your failure because you have not appeared before the Holy Spirit? The book of John 15 verse 26. It says, but when the helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me.
Ha motho si eo ke tla mo romela ho lona a tle a etswa ho ntate, moya wa nnete o tswang ho ntate o tla mpaka.
You have received someone who has come to testify of the Father in your life. The message is long and we cannot finish it.
Amen.
But I believe that you have the idea of the power that God has put upon you. And I want to pray with you today. Maybe you are here and you are saying, what are they talking about? Who is this Holy Spirit? For you to receive the Holy Spirit, it starts with you receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I want to show you something quickly in the book of John 3. Let's take it from verse 3. I want to show you something quickly, and we are going to pray. We are going to read quickly until verse 8. Hallelujah.
John 3.
It says, Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So when we say you are being born again, you are born by the Spirit. Let's go to verse 7.
Amen.
Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. Listen to what will happen to you after you are born by the Spirit. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Your life is about to be tremendously transformed. From today, people will not recognize you. When you are born again, it means you are born by the Spirit, and people will not recognize you anymore. Let's bow our heads and pray. I want to pray with you today. If you are here, you say, I want to receive this Holy Spirit, the beginning of it is to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So I want to pray with you this morning. You can just raise your hand where you are and we'll pray together. You are saying, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I want to know you today. I want to be born by the Spirit today. I want to experience your power in my life. Is there somebody this morning? Lift your hand so that we can pray together. And if you are lifting it, lift it high so that I can see it. Thank you, I see your hand. Thank you, I see your hands. Is there somebody? Thank you, I see your hands. Lift your hand so that we can pray together. You are saying, Lord Jesus, I want to turn into a different person. I want you to come into my life. I want your spirit in my life. Are you there, somebody? We are about to pray. Those who have lifted their hands, keep them lifted up. We are about to pray. Is there somebody else? We are going to pray. I'm going to ask those who lifted their hands, ushers, if you can help them to come forward. We are going to pray together. Church, let's stand together. Ushers, let's help them. As they come, we are going to pray together. Those who have lifted their hands, come, we are going to pray together. Don't be ashamed. We all had to make the same decision. Hallelujah. My sister, can you come? My brother, you lifted your hands as well. Come. Don't be ashamed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a young girl seated there. Oh, yes, she's coming. Amen. Hallelujah. We are going to pray. You have made a powerful decision today. I'm going to ask you to lift both of your hands as a sign of surrender and follow me in prayer. Can you say, Lord Jesus, I thank you today for loving me and for dying for me. Today, I acknowledge I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me for all my sins. Today, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Write my name, Lord, in the Lamb's Book of Life. My name is, mention your name. Write my name, Lord, in the Lamb's Book of Life. I thank you, Father, for this great salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You can open your eyes. Yes, let's give God a hand of praise.